The Spirit of Romance. Five Stories by Dmitri Merezkovsky. Written by Dmitri Merezkovsky. Narrated by Virginia Ferguson. About the author. Dmitri Sergeyevich Merezkovsky, 1865-1941, was a Russian writer, poet, literary critic, translator, historian, philosopher, and political activist. As one of the most prominent representatives of the Silver Age in Russian literature, Merezkovsky was considered one of the founders of Russian symbolism and the literary genre of historic philosophic novel, which was new to Russian literature at the time. His approach to literary analysis, combining religion and philosophy, was believed to be revolutionary and secured him a prominent place among essayists and literary critics. Since 1914, Merezkovsky was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 10 times. Merezkovsky's philosophical ideas and radical political views were invariably met with strong response, both positive and negative. However, even his staunchest opponents acknowledged him as an outstanding author, a genre innovator, and one of the most original thinkers of the 20th century. The Iron Ring, a 15th-century novella. Countess Violante was standing before the mirror, refusing to put on a splendid white gown and making a fuss, as was her custom, much to the dismay of her old nanny, her ladies-in-waiting and serving girls. "Please put on the white dress," her nanny begged. "Be a dear to the old woman. Don't be stubborn."
"No, no, no, absolutely not. Don't bother me. I am determined. I said I shall not wear it, and that's that."
"But His Excellency, the Count, has ordered it just this morning," the old woman tried arguing.
"Ah, indeed."
The Countess clasped her hands indignantly.
"What's this?
Since when does my father care about the colour of my dresses?
I'll wear the same sort of dress I always do. I shall not add a single flower or ribbon to it. Do you realize I am being rather courteous and obliging by agreeing to meet this lauded foreign suitor? What if your Catalonia prince is as ugly as an ape, cross-eyed, lame, or, at the very least, not at all as handsome as they say? All these foreign rumors are bound to be exaggerated. All you can think about is for him to fancy me. But it's rather important that I like him, too. I shall not give my hand to the first stranger to come along."
"Madonna Violante," said a respected old lady-in-waiting insinuatingly, "we are all confident that you, with your clear mind and noble heart, fully realize how important it is for the welfare and salvation of your homeland to carry out the will of your wise father, the noble count and ruler of Toulouse, Renato. The strength of your people has been long since exhausted by the long and bloody wars with the mighty Count of Catalonia. People yearn for peace, and nothing can secure our union with Catalonia as the proposed and strongly desired marriage between the sole heiress of the Count of Toulouse and the only son of the King of Catalonia. This man is well known for the beauty of his form, knightly courage, and countless wealth. That is why, Madonna Violante, not only for your own happiness, but also for the sake of salvation of your faithful subjects, for the good of the people."
"Just as I thought,"
the Countess exclaimed impatiently.
"We'd finally made it to the good of the people. My God, when will this end? No one wants to talk to me about anything but the good of the people. Why must I sacrifice my happiness for the salvation?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?